We began Perakez and Neshech a few days ago. Rubo Kukulo, most of the dinim of ribis interest, the prohibitions of taking interest and paying interest and assisting, are all included in this Perak. And besides the actual taking of the ribis, there's a din that once the malve, the one who lent the money, collected ribis, he must also return the ribis. That's an independent din from the prohibition of taking the ribis. How do we understand what the Torah wanted when the Torah required the returning of the ribis, the interest, is a discussion in the Rishayim. Taisus and Baba Kama says, the afal gav demidas nasnam loy, even though the one who borrowed the money paid the interest with das, in other words, it wasn't taken against his will, he had an agreement and he paid with his agreement. Isnayu gabe b'taras gzela, the money that's sitting now by the malva who received the interest, it's b'taras gzela, has the halacha of being stolen money, or an item if it's an item. Dahava kinesina b'taos, the Torah considered this giving of the interest as mistakenly given. He did not want to give it as a gift to the malva. He had to give it in order to receive the loan which he needed at the time. He was sort of forced into agreeing to pay this interest, and therefore it's called stolen money by the malva. That's how Tosfos explains the guidelines of how we understand the money that is sitting by the malva after he has collected it. Therefore, when the Torah says v'cheyachicha imach, that you should give life to your brethren, to your brothers, after receiving the ribis, you have to return it in order not to be naishich, to bite into their livelihood, and the loan should have been a free loan, and now we're requiring you to return it. The simple understanding, according to Tosfos, is just like when someone steals money, the Torah requires Raheshav is like Zela Shagazal, he has to return whatever he stole. So too, even though the interest was given with the agreement of the one who borrowed the money, nevertheless he has to return it because the Torah considers this agreement not a valid agreement, it's considered a toz, it was mistaken, because he was forced into it in order to receive the loan which he needed at the time. But he definitely did not want to give this interest. He would have preferred a free loan. And being that the Torah requires us to lend, in Kesef Talveh Asachicha, there's halachas about giving a free loan. If someone does take ribis and violated the prohibition of taking it, he must return it. And the returning, according to Tosfos, is understood as returning a stolen item. That item really does not belong to him. The money, the extra $10 over the 100 that he lent, or whatever percent it is not considered his money. The Gemara in Tmura, which is brought lahalacha by the Vilna Gaon in Chayshe Mishpat Siman Tes, says that, at least according to Rava, there's the halacha of Yavid lo Mahani applies here. That Ribis Ktsutza Yaitze B'dayanim, that fixed interest, which is prohibited by the Torah, there's ribis d'orais and ribis d'rabanon. Avak ribis, mechzi k'ribis, our interest only mid'rabanon prohibited. But min ha'Torah, mid'orais, the one is prohibited to fix the interest up front and pay it out, to fix the ribis k'tzutza. And that's yaitze b'dayanim, that the Bezdin will go to a person's property and require him to take it out, to return it. The Gemara in Tumura says that follows the rule that Rava lays down, i'avid lo mahani. If someone does, i'avid, if he does, lo mahani, it did not help, he did not accomplish what he wanted. If the Torah says you may not do something, if you did it, you don't accomplish. In other words, we don't say, well, since I took the money and he agreed to give me the money, so therefore it's my money. the Torah prohibited it, so I was over the violation. But that's a side issue. And if he gets malchus for it, or whatever other punishment he might get for it, that's, you may have looked at it like that. Rava says the rule in the whole Kala Torah Kula is Iavid lo mahani, if someone takes, or someone does, violates a prohibition of the Torah, lav in the Torah, then we do not say that, well, he accomplished what he accomplished, and as a side issue, he violated the prohibition. But because the Torah didn't allow it, therefore the Torah doesn't let it take effect. So therefore the payment of the interest didn't take effect, and that money is not money of interest. It's not part of the loan and doesn't go to the Malva. And therefore that money remains in the Geder, in the guidelines like Tosis explains, Betaras Gzela, because it didn't really work. That agreement which he had to collect the interest didn't work. And if it didn't work, so then he's stopped taking money, and therefore it remains Betaras Gzela. That's one way to understand what Tosis says, that it remains Gzela. And therefore, when he returns it, it's similar to the what the Torah says, Ba'eshev is like Zela Shagazal, so too he has to return. Right now it's sitting by him, an item which is not his, he has to return it to the one who he took it from. That's one way of understanding the obligation of returning the interest. Another way is what the Ritva says, on Daf Samach Aleph, the Ritva says, he's coming to explain, there's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Gaonim. The Rambam brings the Gaonim, whether after someone paid out interest, and now he wants to be meichel the interest, he says, you can keep it. I'm not demanding it back. The Rambam says that works, and the Malva can hold on to the interest. And the Gaonim, the Rambam brings the Gaonim, says, the lo mahanya, it doesn't work. One may not. Even if he's meichel, the lender still has to return the interest that he collected. And the Ritva comes to explain the Gaonim's opinion, and he says, "Elachiyuv hu shechiyev hakasev lahachzer iser shabala." It's a chiyuv that the Torah required that he has to return the davar ha'asur, which was the interest in this case, shabala, which he swallowed. He took something, he swallowed into his property something that was asur. He has to spit it back out. The Lashon, one page later, here on Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph, the Ritva says, the Lashon, Elasha Kosev Roitze Shiyaki Masha Ochal. He should regurgitate what he ate. He has to spit out what he swallowed. He has to spit out what he swallowed. That does not sound like a guideline of, well, it's not his, he has to return it because it's sitting by him, Begezel. It sounds like the item is a Dover Asur, and Dover Asur can't remain by him. He has to correct that by spitting out and returning the davar asur that is by him. Actually, the lashon of the chinuch, to understand the lashon bala, the lashon of the chinuch also says mishrashi ha-mitzvah, from the sources of understanding the root of the mitzvah, ki akel atayiv chafetz biyishuv amo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that his nation should be miyushav, should be well set up. Also technically, not only on a piece of property, but that the in between the workings of Chayshe Mishpat and everything is to set up the correct way one should live their lives amongst the nation, everybody together. V'alkein tzivah l'hasir michshol midarkam l'val yivla ha'echad chel chavero, that someone should not swallow up the wealth of his friend, mibli sheyargish ba'atzmo, that person doesn't, is not going to even feel it, achi yimtza beisa reikam, he's going to find his house empty mikol tuv. Person borrows money, he says, okay, it's a small percentage, it's 3%, 5%, whatever percent of interest it is, and he pays it, and 1 year he pays it, the next year he pays it, third year he pays it, and before he realizes it, belishi yargish, without feeling it, without being sensitive to what's going on, he's suddenly, his beisa is reikam, his house empties out mikol tuv. Ki kein darko shel ribis, yadua hadavar. And that's why it's called Neshech. Neshech means to bite. That we call a loan shark, that the shark bites. That's how they work, that they start. It's a small amount, it's worth it, because then at least you have the money that you need at the time. And over the years, it builds up and eventually can leave a person empty-handed. So he says the Lashon, the Val Yivla Ha'echad Chel Chavero. A person shouldn't swallow Chel Chavero. So here when the Ritva says, Shiyaki davar masha achal or lahachzer iser shabala, what did he swallow? He swallowed his friend's wealth, and that is a davar asur by him, and he has to spit it out. That is another way of understanding the mitzvah of chei achicha imach, that the Torah required to give him back his wealth that belonged to him, not because necessarily it doesn't belong to you, but because you've taken away from him without him realizing it, and the Torah didn't want that to happen. We can possibly say that these two options of how to understand the returning of the ribbis might depend on something the Ritva writes in Kiddushin on Daf Vavam Beis. That the Ritva says there, the discussion, it's a machlekes achrayim, how to understand this Ritva. The discussion is that if someone wants to be a Mekadosh and Isha, she had agreed, he lent her four items, money, for, let's call it $400, and she agreed to pay back $500 interest, ribbis daraisa, ribbis tzutza, of an extra $100. And he wants to be Mekadosh her with her chayiv that she owes him that extra $100. So he says, Hariyat Mekudeshas, with that extra $100 that you owe me. Now, there are, in Kedushin, there are different requirements of actually handing it over an item and having the proper benefit from it. But leaving all that aside in the discussion of the Gemara, but the Ritva talks about, well, does she really owe that $100? She agreed to it, and she signed, like, even made possibly a contract, it might have been written, but does she really owe it? The Torah does not want her to agree to it and does not want her to pay it. So when you say, I'm giving you something, I'm giving you $100, are you really giving her anything? Maybe she doesn't really owe it. So the Ritva says that Avavadai afilu beribis gemura in kvar parasala, if she paid him b'chazer v'kitcha bo mikudeshes. If she did not pay it, you can ask, does she owe it? But if she paid it, then it's for sure his money that he's being mekadosh worth. Demos deribisa sheparam loiva lamalva, the money of interest which the loiva paid the malva, kaninu legamri umamun gomraim, loi el sheeshalav chayv lachzir. He has a separate din to return it, but the money is really, really his. And bez demotziim imenu, because of his din of chaychicha imach. And he goes on to say that it's not masakin love. The isser of taking is not, a person can get malchus on it, and he'll say, lav hanitik la'esei, which is the concept in the Torah, wherever someone, the Torah forbade to do something and said, but if you do it, do this to correct it. Over here, it's not corrected by returning it, because the money you took and it became yours. That's finished. It's a separate din of chaychicha imach la'haki isser shabala, like he explains in Bamitzia, to give it back. But it's not like he says, it's not like returning gezel. It's really his money, and that's finished. The deal is finished. And now, so he says the deal is finished. The simple understanding is that, like we explained until now, that the Ritva does not understand like Taisus. Taisus says it's Betaras Gzela, it's not his. No one will say that a gazlan with his gezel can be Mekadosh and Isha. Maybe after years, Shini Rishus and other ways of being kind of the Gezel that we had in Bava Kamma. But Gezel, something that's definitely, right now, Dover HaGozel, it's not his to be Mekadosh and Isha, it has to be Mekadosh with his own money. Whereas here, the Ritva is saying, this is not like Gezel, it's his money, and therefore he can be Mekadosh and Isha with it. And so the Machlokes and Achrayim is, does the Ritva mean to say that even when she owed that money, when that $100 before she paid it, did she really owe it in Chayshe Mishpat, just there was a separate Isser in Yaradeya that you're not allowed to pay it? Or do we say, if the Torah doesn't want you to pay it, there's no way that you could be required to pay it? This that we're required to pay one to another is because the Torah obligated. Everything is Chayshe Mishpat. The Torah obligates you to pay what you committed to with a kinyan, or because you borrowed, or whatever, however it worked that you obligated yourself. And therefore you have to pay it. But the Torah, in another section of the Torah, says, but you may not, so how can we tell you the Torah says you owe it? So there are those who say, it's Machlekes L'Chelkes Yaayov, this is a famous Machne Ephraim, Shari Yashar, Chaznish, that argue whether the actual interest is owed, but there's a separate Isser to collect it, or to pay it and collect it, they're both Asser. Or do we say that the money is not really owed? So if we say that the money is not really owed, then we can understand, like Tosfos, that the money is not owed. So if I took it, I'm taking money that's not owed to me. It's like a toes, like Tosfos says, kinesina b'toes, because it's not really owed. so therefore it remains a gezel by me. But if I say that really, but since I signed the contract, I made the kinyan, I borrowed the money with this in mind, that I'm going to pay back the interest, so I owe the money. But I'm not allowed to, but if they went ahead with it and they paid it, so I owed it, so he collected, the malva collected what belonged to him. So now it's his, like the Ritva says, mamun gamur, he can be mekashnisha with it, it's his money. This, that he has to return it as a separate din. So that's possibly the machlekes, the Ritva and Taisus and Bab Metzia and the Taisus and Bab Kama might be dependent on how the Achronim understand the Ritva in Kiddush. Adkan, the two ways that we have of understanding, like Taisus or like the Ritva. Now we're going to approach the Ramban. The Ramban speaks about this in numerous places, at least five places, of which, as what I found, is that three of the places he goes with the Mahalach of Taisus, and two of the places he goes with the Mahalach of the Ritva. And we're going to try to work out if the Ramban has a new way of approaching the sugya. The Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam wrote the Sefer Mitzvahs, Tarag Mitzvahs, he counted Ramach, 248 Mitzvahs essay, and the Ramban has Hasagas on those Mitzvahs essay, and he says some shouldn't count, and then he wants to fill up, that should be 248, so he gives a list of 17 Mitzvahs essay that the Rambam did not count, and he should have counted, and this way it balances out back to 248. The last of the 17 Mitzvahs is this Mitzvah. Ramban says, "Shenitztavenu lahachzir ribis shalakachnu me'achenu." We have to return we have a mitzvah to return the interest that we took from our brothers. And then he explains, "V'inya mitzvah zois," the inyan of this mitzvah. What lies in this mitzvah? Ki kasher mananu yisparach shalom nigzol. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us refrain from stealing. V'im gozalnu, and if we stole, tzivo sanur lahashav esagzeilo, he required us to return the gezel, the stolen item, k'mo she'ama v'heshav esagzeilo she'gozal, v'im mitzvah esay, hashav esagzeilo, the Rambam counts as a mitzvah esay. Kein monanu shlo nikach ribis mi Yisrael, he also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us refrain from collecting interest from a Yisrael, v'im lokachnu, if we took it, we are required, he commanded us to return it to the one who gave it, even though he gave it willingly, it was worth it for him to borrow the money because he had no other way to access the money which he required, even though we did not steal it, it's also essay. The Dor Shubo and the Gemara, we had in Samach Beis, Ahadulei Delichia Imach. Return it to him so he can live with you. And Ribbis Ksusi Yetzimadeonim he brings, and that's the halacha. So he says, just like someone steals something, has to return what he stole, so too, if he took the Ribbis the Torah didn't allow him to take, he has to return it. He seems to be comparing the two, because we know that Hashavas Akzela is Misakin the Lav. The person does not get Malchus when he steals because he has the opportunity to return it, and that is the kapara for the what he did wrong. So being that he's comparing that mitzvah sese to this mitzvah sese, he's saying it's the same framework that we're not allowed to take the interest, and if we took it we have to return it. So that would seem like what Tosfos says, that the money when it's by him and this day he has to return is b'taras gzela. That's one place. The Ramban on today's daf and daf samach dalel amud beis in the sugya of hamalves chaver lo yidar b'chatzero chinam in milchamas on the balamar, he says, I'll just quote the few words that are relevant to now. Halchinami aminan ribis yaitza midin ribis yaitza, that ribis ktsutza ribis daraisa yaitza b'dayanim midin gzela ka aminan. The reason why it's yaitza is because it says a din gezel. The chashiv gezel mida aser rachmana. It's considered gezel because the Torah forbade taking it. So if you took it, therefore it's gezel, and therefore you have to. Therefore it's yaitza b'dayanim. Therefore it has to be returned. So that's also quite explicit, like the shita of Taisus. And then the third place is the Ramban Alatayra in Vayikra Perek Chafei Pasuk Lamed Hey says the lashon the medrash on the lashon mechayachich imach ahadulei ribis telichya imach tziva b'hachzoras ribis ktsuta ke'inyan shamar begezel b'heishav esagzela asher gazel. Once again, exactly like in the Sefer Mitzvah, he compares it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu required us to return ribis ktsuta just like he required us to return gezel. It means it's something that's not yours, you have to give back. That's the guideline by gezel. So understandably, by ribis, that would also be the same guideline. That is one mahalach that the Ramban presents us with. But there's two other places that the Ramban talks about it. One is regarding this issue of lav hanitik la'esei, which we already mentioned from the Ritva, that the Ritva says the lav is not nitik la'esei, meaning that if someone was over the prohibition, returning the money does not correct that. He could still get malchus, and returning the money is an independent thing. It doesn't correct what was done, the wrong that was done. So the Ramban says in Adaf Samach Beis Amad Aleph in Chidushim over here, Mishum Dahai Lav Nitik La'esei, who? It's not Nitik La'esei. Shal Nesina Saribis Hikpida Torah Afal Pisha Hichser. The Torah didn't want the ribis to be given even if it's returned. Umalva Chayiv Kamosha Chayiv Loiva. Just like the Loiva, the one who borrowed the money is not allowed to give it, the Malva is not allowed to take it. Now, we know for sure that the loiva is not allowed to give it, it's not because of stealing. The loiva is not stealing anything, it's his money and he's giving it. He agreed to give it, he's not taking from anybody. The lav mishum mamon hu dechai ve'rachmana. For sure the loiva is not forbidden to give it because of he's taking someone's mamon. Elav mibnei shezem maisa iser. It's a maisa iser to pay interest. Bein hichsir, bein lo hichsir. Whether it's returned or not returned. And this the Torah required him return it. Mitzvah ba'apei nafshehu. It's an independent mitzvah. Lo litkunei lave. It's not to return. It's not to correct the lav that was done. Ramban there is talking in the Shitas Rashi, but he says in the end v'nochemu. That's the correct way of understanding. So Ramban is saying very clearly that it's two independent things. You took the money. It's your money. Now giving it back. That's an independent mitzvah. Now if it's Batara's gzela by him, and taking it because it was taken by Isser, it never became his, he never had ownership on this money, and it's gezel, so then of course he has to give it back, and that's directly related to the taking. He took it, something that's not his, and it remained not his, and therefore has to go back to its original owner, its proper owner. The Ramban here is saying no, the Ramban is saying that he took it and it is his, and returning it is an independent act. So that's apparently seems not to be like the other three places of the Ramban that we quoted. The next place is Ramban and Daf Samachay in tomorrow's Daf. That the Ramban says that we won't get into all the technicalities here, but the Ramban says that a person can be Mekadosh and Isha with the money of Ribis that he took. A person can be Mekadosh and Isha, and which obviously, like we said before in the Ritva and Kedushin, that if it can be Mekadosh and Isha with it, it means it's yours. It's not a Gezel. If it's Gezel, Mama Gezel, it doesn't belong to him. So how can you be Mekadosh and Isha with it? And the Ritva over there brings this Ramban and explains it, that he says, even if you made up, the Ribba shouldn't be money. It should be an item. You say, give me back the $100 plus a free camera or something. Whatever, any item it is. That item itself does not... that item belongs to the Malva. It will belong to the Malva. It will be totally his money. And he owes money for paying back the ribis. But the item belongs to him because there was an agreement to pay the interest. And he wasn't allowed to take it, but once he took it, it's his. And he brings the raya because he has to return it. But if the item, if it were he to leave this world and leave over the item to his Yarshim, to those who inherit him, so then they do not have to return the item. There is maybe if it's not a covet for their father that everyone says this item was taken by Isser, so then it's not covet, then they have to return it. But otherwise, they can keep it and they don't have to return it. Now, if the item didn't belong to him, if it was a Bataras Gzela, like Taisa says, it's Gezel, mit Asr Rachmana, Chashav Gezel, so then how could they keep it? Gezel, if Yarshim get an item of Gezel, they have to return it. There is a real owner here. And wherever it is in the world, and by whoever it is, it has to be returned to its original and its real owner, the one who owns it right now. Over here we see, once again, that the Ramban is saying that that the item belongs to him. It's not a Davar HaGezel. and he has to return it. He adds in the Lashon of Ramban here in Daf Samachay, he has this Lashon that he shouldn't be mishani beribisa, he shouldn't benefit from the ribis, which a little bit sounds like what the Ritva said, that a person should not remain by him a davar asur, that he shouldn't have the hanoah from the davar asur, and he should spit it out, he shouldn't include it into his property, but he should spit it out, and he shouldn't have the hanoah from the ribis. So once again, this is the second Ramban, which would seem like the Malva has the item, not Bataris Gzela, and this thing has to return it as an independent mitzvah, not like the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs, and the Ramban in Muhammad HaSamach Dalla, and the Ramban Ala Taira. So how do we understand all these Rambans together? What I'd like to propose here is that there's two issues, and we have to separate them. One issue is, why did the Torah not want a leiva to pay and a malva to take the ribis? And then the second issue is, once it was done, what is the din of the money or the interest that was taken? And the Rabban in Parashas Kisetze, he explains to us why the Torah didn't want us to take it. Losashicha leachicha, gamzu mitzvah muvueres. And he explains here that the reason why the Torah didn't want this transaction of ribis to take place, lo hisker kein begezel ubegneva kamosha amar begezel goy is usur, by interest taken from a goy is permitted. Avala ribis shu nasa ladash neimu bertzainam. Both agree, the Leiva and the Malva both agree, and they both want it. So, to a guy that's permitted, or maybe even a mitzvah. Lo nesar elo mitzat ha'achva v'achesed, kamo shetziva v'ahavta l'reicha kamoicha. V'kamo she'amar hisham l'cha pen yedavar im levavcha b'liyal v'gaymer. Ki ha'chesed v'rachmim yasim echav kasher yelvenu below ribis v'techashiv lo litzvach. He says it's a chesed. Brothers do chesed with each other. Brothers help each other out. And brothers don't need to bite each other and take each other's property. Just like the right hand helps the left hand putting on the tefillin, and the left hand helps the right hand pick up the kais for kiddush. One hand doesn't bite the other, they help each other. So too, in Klal Yisrael, one hand helps the other, and each member in Klal Yisrael helps the other. Kulam arevim, kulam achim, kulanu bnei ish echad. And the brothers do chesed and rachamim with each other and tzedakah, they don't bite each other. So that, he explains, is why the Torah forbade, even though they agree, the lover wants it, he wants $1 million loan, he got big investments to do, and he's willing, it's worth it to pay, he's going to make more money than the interest, at least he predicts that way. And the malve has the money available and would like to make the fixed interest, he's not a gambler on investments. So they both want it and everybody benefits, why not? Says the Torah, no. Brothers don't work that way. If he needs the money for his purposes and you have it available, you give it to him without having to make money off of him. If you don't have the money, you don't have the money. But if you have it and he needs it, so then you work together. So that's why the Torah said we don't want ribis. Once the ribis is taken, the Torah said you're not allowed to take the money. But once you took the money, now what's the din of this money? So we mentioned before, Yavid la Mahani, that if someone is over a prohibition of the Torah, it doesn't work. It could be here, it's even a little bit simpler than that. What is the guideline? What's called Gezel? Well, we say something is stolen in the Torah. So simple understanding is something that belongs to someone else. I have no rights to it. I take it. So it remains his and stolen. It doesn't belong to me. It belongs to him. It could be over here, the Lashon Ramban in today's Daf and the Milchamas says, it's not gezel because you're taking someone else's item. He wants to give it to you. What's the gezel? It's gezel mida asrei rachmana, because the Torah forbade taking it, therefore it's gezel. In other words, money that's taken be'isser, that's gezel. A new guideline to what gezel is. Gezel is not only someone else's money who he doesn't want you to take it, even if he lets you take it. If the Torah doesn't let you take it, it's taken by Isser. The Isser could be because he doesn't want you to take it, he's not giving you the gift. The Isser could be even if he wants you, but the Torah doesn't allow it because of the Din Achva, brothers shouldn't be doing it. And that is a din gezel. Another example might be shaychad. A dayan is not allowed to take bribery in order to paskin a din, even if he's taking it to paskin what he holds is really right. He already knows what he holds is right. He heard the din tayr, but he didn't paskin yet. And now he wants to take shaychad in order to paskin what he holds is really right. So it says in Chashim Mishpah and Siman Tes that he's not allowed to take it. And if he takes it, he has to return it. So he gave it willingly. The Baal Din gave it willingly. It didn't affect the din, and he has it. Why shouldn't it be his? Why does he have to give it back for? So it could be that the guideline there is similar to Ribbis, and over there the Pais can talk about compare it to Ribbis if it has all the same guidelines. But that could be another example, because he took money be'isser. Taking money be'isser has a din gezel, and therefore he can't hold on to it. It has to be given back to the other person. So now, if we're discussing the lav of ribis, why not to take it? The reason not to take it is because of achlo. You're not supposed to take it because the Torah didn't want you to take it, because you're supposed to be helping your brother freely without making money off of it. When you're giving it back, you didn't change that. You didn't change that. You still didn't help him freely. And now, in the end, he has his money back because he's able to live. But you didn't do that chesed. Now the Torah is forcing you to give it back, but you never did the free chesed, so that's not corrected. So even though the money by you might have a din gezel because you took a be'isser, but it doesn't mean when you're giving it back you're being mekayim like by gezel. The reason when you do the heshivas exela asher gazel, you've corrected what you did wrong, because the reason why not to take it is because it's his and he doesn't want you to take it. So when you give it back, you've put it back in the place where it came from, and everything is corrected the way it should have been originally. But here, the reason why you're not allowed to take it is not because he didn't want you to take it. He wanted you to take it. The reason why you weren't allowed to take it is because Torah wanted you to do that chesed without taking it, to lend the money without taking it. Giving it back, you still didn't do that chesed without taking it. So therefore, even though it's gezel, but you still haven't corrected the lav, because you still didn't do that free chesed. So therefore, what remains is that the Ramban, where he says three times in Sefer HaMitzvahs, and the Ramban al HaTorah in Vayikra, and the Ramban in Milchamos, where he says it has a din gezel, correct. When it's by the Malva, it's not his. It's not his because it was taken by Isser. Either we'll go with the rule of the Avid Lamahani, so therefore the agreement never really took place, and it's like a Tos, like Tosfos says, or even say the guideline, the way the Ramban is Mashmir, is mid Asir Rachman, the taking be'isser is called gezel, and therefore never becomes his. It's not his, it's not properly his, so therefore he has to return it. But, you'll say, if it's the same as gezel, so let it be misakin the lav. Let it correct what he did, the prohibition that he violated. And that we say no, because what he violated wasn't because you took something that someone didn't want you to take. He wanted you to take. What you violated is that you didn't do the free chesed you didn't do. Now we're forcing you to give it back, because we're forcing you to give it back. He needs it for his livelihood. But you never did you didn't do the free chesed. So therefore, even though it's gezel by him, and even though he has to return it, he didn't gezel, but it's not the same thing as Vayeshev Esakzei Lasher Gazel, which is Mesachin Lav. But it is not Mesachin Lav, it's a mitzvah b'apei napshe, like the Ramban says. What remains to be explained is this Ramban Adaf Samachei that said they shouldn't be mishani berbisa, and also how could be mekadesh and isha with it? The Rabban says he could be mekadesh and isha with gezel, it can't be mekadesh and isha with it. So the Chavos Das in Siman Kuf Samach Aleph says that even by gezel, we've had just in Eilu Metzius all kinds of hilchos yiyush, how a person is kind of something if the one who lost it is miayish. So by gezel, we had in Baba Kama Barichos many sugyas that is used by gezel also, that the gazlan can be kind of the item, even if he owes the cash, but the item that he took the gezel can become his. There's a mandamer yish kedikani, that if the owner of the item gave up on it, if you buy a lili chasar and kiss, he gave up on searching for it, he never expects to get it back. So therefore, the gazlan can keep it, and there's a mandamer yish kedilokani, where that's not sufficient. But once the original owner removes himself, so now there are ways with Shinui to be kind of the item, Shinui Rishus, or Shinui Mechefetz, Shinui Hashem. So says the Chavos Das, Ribis, since the Lova gave it Midaite, Like everyone, Tosfos, Ramban, they all stress he's giving it midaite. So the Torah asked that. But since he's giving midaite, that means he is not demanding it back. By definition, he's saying, I agree to give it, I'm giving it. That's definitely as strong as Yish. Now the reason why Yish, so Lamandam Yish Kedi Kani, so here also it's easy to understand that he gave it with his das, so it's like after Yish, so therefore you could be kind of the item. This you have to pay back is that cash value you have to give back, not that item itself. The item itself can belong to you. You have a chiyuv, that you shouldn't eat up his chel, his overall value. So you could replace that value, but the item itself can belong to you because of Yish. And if your old Yish Kedi is not Kani, that it's not sufficient, Yish alone does not make the item the Goslin's. But the reason why it doesn't work, the Gemara in Meruba says, is because Bisura Asaliyado, that really he took it before the Yish, and really the person didn't give up when he stole it. Later on, he realized it's missing, he looked around and he couldn't find it, he gave up. So it was already by you in a state where you have to return the item itself. You have to return the item itself. So now it doesn't help that he was meyayish and he gave up on it, you still have to return it. But over here, the yish is immediate. It was never by you before the yish. He agreed to give, even before he gave you the money, he agreed that when he borrowed the money that he was going to give it to you. His ruts and his das to give it to you is there all the way from the beginning. So therefore, there's no, the rule of Bisur Asliyado that you already had to return it before he was Miyayish doesn't apply. Because over here, even before he gave it to you, he already had the Ratzin to give it to you. So therefore, the item can belong. So therefore, if the item can belong to the Malve, he's Chayiv to pay back V'chei Achichi Imach. It's a mitzvah Ba'apei Nafshei. But Be'etzem, it would be like a Gezel. But the item, the physical item itself, it's chashuv gezel, what he's doing is taking be'isser. But the item, the physical item itself is like after yish, and therefore if he's going to cash an isha with it, it's considered his. And this, the Ramban says, not to be mishani berubisa, which sounds more like, not like a gezel type of a din, not like a stolen item, just not to have hanah from it. The Ramban finishes off there, k'deisha tehei hashava mal yasa, which should be a proper returning. So it could be that the Ramban holds, there is also that aspect, like the Ritva says, that the person should be meki ha'isser shebala. He shouldn't have the hanah from something that he took be'isser. But that's Rashab Amalia. But the Iker Chiyuv is Mida'asri Rachmana, it's Chashav Gezel, it's considered to be a stolen item. And therefore, the Iker comparison is to Beheshev Sekzela Shagazal. And that's what he writes in those three places. And but nevertheless, it's not Masakin Delav, and it's Mitzvah Bifnei Atzmo, because like he writes in Kisetze, the reason not to do it is because of Achlo, and the brothers don't do these things to each other. They help each other freely. And that's not corrected by giving it back, because that he never did. So therefore, we can understand all five places that the Ramban says.